Well, that first hour was interesting, to say the least, with the news and the arrest of Zach Randolph. You made a comment before we went to break. You used the term optics. We call it whatever you want. That's the area that I think maybe, and again, I'm saying maybe because I don't know the case here, and for those that are just joining us, I've used the word if a lot because, you know, these are charges, and his agent has come out and said that they're false, and so for that reason, I think it's only fair to give the benefit of the doubt. But you made a very good point as we went to break, and that is, and I said it, you know, a lot of times perception takes over reality.
Yes.
And the damage here is already done, regardless of what the outcome is in court and whatever. The damage here is done in the eyes of I would think, a lot of people.
Oh, no doubt. As soon as it gets reported by TMZ, and then you get the picture of Zach walking out of the jail and all the different comments and different things, everyone wants to bring up his past. But what about from the time he was a young player doing some stupid things? Then he obviously learned and became an exemplary, person in Memphis and a citizen. But the optics of this particular situation, they're bad. There's no other way to really to shape it. Now, yep. If it comes out that it wasn't him, it still lends to bad judgment.
Yep. Again, the attorney and agent for Zach Randolph said the charges are false and misleading. We're looking at all options to resolve this matter. And I said at the beginning of the show, if it turns out that the charges are true and not misleading, and again, I'm saying if, then the Kings have a very simple decision to make here. But I'm going to wait until the facts come out, and I'm going to wait until we hear more about the story, because right now we have a lot of rumors flying around, and we have a lot of people coming with their own assumptions based on very limited information. And I don't know how you can jump to conclusions based on the limited information that we have.
Yeah, and when you say limited information, Grant, I read 5 different stories. They start the story out a little. Each person gives their own little take, and then all of a sudden, it's the exact same information on everyone, and it wasn't very detailed to give us a real good layout of exactly what happened, all the different things. So we have to let that part of this process play out.
All right, we have phone calls that we are going to get to, and we start with Reggie. Hello, Reggie. Reggie, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Good, Reggie.
Great. Hey, I don't want to condemn Zach. I believe innocent until proven guilty without a doubt, but I'm not going to condemn the police officers either. I mean, I deal with a lot of law enforcement. My dad was a cop. There's literally millions of cops around this country. That means there's millions of police actions that happen every day, and not 1% of 1% of them are bad arrests. It's a lot more often when famous people get arrested, and just look at the numbers, more often than not, they've done something wrong rather than the cops trying to get publicity. So I don't want to condemn Zach, but I certainly don't want to condemn the police officers either. I think they might have just done their job. Of course, we'll find that out at the end of the month. But when people like Will, that's the reason I called, is because I heard you were getting after Will just as I got in the car. And I was like, what is this guy making up, or what is he thinking about?
Yeah, because you know what? I'm not going to sit here and start rumors when, you know, he's jumping to assumptions. There's nothing that we know that would enable us to jump to assumptions based on the limited information coming from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Except for the fact that we do know that Zach, at the very least, made a stupid decision.
Yes. No question. That I don't think anyone can dispute that.
Not at all.
Absolutely. So how can you turn this around on the police?
Yeah, you can't. Not yet.
Yeah. I remember my dad, you know, telling me a guy called him a name when he was walking away from the car, called him an ass, and he went back to the car and said, "Who's an ass? Me for doing my job, or you for driving way too fast in a school zone?"
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Reggie.
Good point. Thanks, Reggie.
All right. Let's get to Vincent. Hello, Vincent.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Just taking my call. Pretty much, I want to look at this from an optics standpoint and urge Kings fans not to come to conclusions too fast. I think in today's culture, marijuana is prevalent, and to, you know, pose it as the Kings have a decision to make or easy decision to make if found guilty, it could be just a matter of not having the right certificate at a certain time. I mean, he's taking advantage of a price or a product that he wanted at a certain time. It's not like there's players out there doing a lot worse.
It doesn't matter whether they're doing a lot worse or not. He was charged, again, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, arrested and charged on a felony of marijuana possession with intent to sell. I don't know if that's true or not. Well, I'm just saying. All I'm saying is I can only go by the facts. I can't sit here and go, well, it's not bad, it's not this. Until I hear what happens, I can't go there. Either can you. We have to wait and see.
But with all due respect, 2 pounds is 2 pounds. Intention to sell, that's having maybe a napkin too close to you or what have you. There's no way there's an intent to sell with Zach Randall, and we can know that sensibly based on the position that he's
in. Listen, I totally agree with you there. You cannot convince me that a guy that has made over $150 million and just signed a 2-year, $24 million deal is selling marijuana on the street for a couple of bucks here and there. I'm with you. That does not make sense to me.
Exactly. So at the least, he had 2 pounds of marijuana. It was a bad decision. But really, there's no better person to teach the big man in Sacramento how to do more with less or be a professional in the league than Zach Randall. And I would hate for Sacramento fans to shoot ourselves in the foot starting off this new period.
No. He would be the one that shot himself in the foot.
Yeah, from that standpoint, Vince, you can't say that the Kings fans are shooting themselves in the foot because of their feelings. Zach put himself in this situation, so he, from that standpoint, he has to own that.
All right, let's get to Gary. You're next here. Thank you for the call, Gary.
Yeah, hi, Grant, Doug. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you for listening.
Just to clarify myself, I don't smoke marijuana. I really don't even drink. But the point I was trying to make is, you know, with the decriminalization now of marijuana, I mean, probably in 2 years, that won't even be an issue other than, you know, image-wise. Now,
then you got to wait 2 years, Gary.
Yeah,
right now, it is. So.
I know, and it doesn't look good. I 100% agree. And the other fact I just wanted to make was if he was actually driving while this occurred or
he
wasn't
sure. Driving based on the reports.
Yeah, based upon the reports, Gary, they were all standing outside, you know, summer night, everyone kind of hanging out.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd chime in and give you my call.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, the 1140 Street Team, sponsored by Loyal Roots, will be at Republic Bar and Grill for preseason football tonight, starting at 5. Come find the 1140 tent for awesome prizes from 5 to 7 tonight. Go to KHTK.com for more information. We get to Sherwin. Hello, Sherwin.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
What's up, Sherwin?
I'll make this quick, but, you know, you're right. We need to focus on the facts. Fact is that the state of California has voted that social use of marijuana is okay. And, of course, we know that in many other states it's already been okay. So I think that this is a political question, you know?
No, it's not a political question. He was arrested and charged with a felony. That's not a political question. It's law, and he was charged with breaking the law. It doesn't matter what the hell is going on in the rest of the country. It doesn't matter what's legal and not legal, you know, based on, you know, 2018. It matters what he was charged with. It doesn't really matter whether you think it's okay to smoke pot or not. That has nothing to do with this.
I don't agree 100%.
Well, you got to agree because he was charged with a felony. They're not going to go to court and say, you know what, the political climate of California says it's okay to smoke pot, so we're going to get rid of the felony charge. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's okay to smoke pot. We're sorry. We didn't really mean to arrest him and charge him with a felony. Stop it already, would you please?
Well, no, I mean, Grant, the majority of Californians have said it's okay.
I don't give a damn if every single person in the world said it's okay. He was charged with a felony.
Well, when the facts come out, like you said, it will come true and he will be let off of this.
Maybe he will. But what happens if he's not?
If he's not, he doesn't have a good lawyer, but he will be.
Okay, well, fine. We'll wait. I hope you're right. I hope he does. I hope you're right. But Doug made a very good comment before he went to break. Yeah. The optics of this are really bad.
Yeah, and you know what? Sherwin makes a good point about the lawyer, because the lawyer is everything in this, and I will say his lawyer came out and he did what a lawyer is supposed to
do.
And denied everything, and now you got to let it vet its way out.
Absolutely. That I agree with. I mean, you must allow the facts to emerge and see where this goes.
Yeah.
And I'm not convicting the guy.
No, there are going to be many layers to this, Grant, as it goes on, because this is the initial thing that came out. And, you know, someone said earlier, the police are going to arrest the Zach because he's a celebrity. And I will say that they're not going to arrest him because he's a celebrity, but the press is going to jump on it. because he's a celebrity, because no one else probably in that group has a name that we would know.
And not only that, and again, this was done early in the morning, right? One in the morning.
I want to say it was 10 by the time he got done. It probably was later.
Unless the police officers are wearing infrared goggles and are NBA fans, how are they going to know that that's Zach Randolph? Yeah. I mean, come on, stop it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Does he have a sign around him saying, hi, I'm Zach Randolph? And here's the other deal. You know what? I'm not going to get into the political conversation of whether you think pot should be legal or not. That's irrelevant here. He was charged with a felony.
Period. There's nowhere else to go. Now you got to let the legal system, yes. Because you're in it, you got to let the legal system do what they do.
All right, we will return right after this. Sports 1140 KHTK. Grant Napier, Doug Christie. Taking you right up till 6:45.
You know,
what's wrong?
It's always funny. It doesn't matter, Napes. Even when it's not funny, it's funny. You hear me?
I do hear you, and I hear you loud, and I hear you clear.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Unbelievable, man.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't think we would be talking about this today, but we are. Dave, what's up? Hey, Dave.
Dave,
are you there?
You're not me, is it?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, okay. I never spoke to a screener. Here I am. It's Charles, actually. I got a couple of questions that maybe Doug can Google and find out if you guys have answers. First is, what's Zach Randolph's marital status? Is he married? Does he have kids? Does he live with them? Is he estranged or divorced? Because this would not have happened to Rudy Gay, a married man with two kids.
Why you say that?
No, that's my opinion. Number two.
Well, hold on. Wait, hold on, Charles. You can't just say some random stuff and then try to go on. Why wouldn't it happen to Rudy Gay?
Because I believe that Rudy Gay went home to his family every night and was not out at 1 o'clock with two.
Yeah, but you know what? You're stereotyping and generalizing without having any idea at all.
I'm married. I've been out at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
A married man with children in the NBA is likely to be more, I'm not sure
Charles,
what the word
Charles, I'm going to say something to you, and
uh-oh.
I don't want you to get offended.
Okay.
You have absolutely no idea of what you're talking about. Now, I would also say married men with children can be out to 3 in the morning,
yeah.
And they're not doing anything wrong. But trust me, they're out. Not all of them, but a lot of them are out. And for you to just automatically stereotype Rudy Gay to assume that he's in and not out is foolish on your part. And so I'm moving on because that's a silly call. I mean, give me a freaking break, would you please?
Hey, Grant, I tried to cut him off because I'm thinking, where are you going with this one, Charles? Oh, well.
It must be makeup. A story on Thursday day. Let's make up a story.
That's made up. I just don't know how you say that. I've been out with my buddies. You've been out with your buddies.
Absolutely.
I've
been out to 4 or 5 in the morning a lot of times on the road. And you know what? I'm not doing stuff wrong.
Right.
I'm just happen to be out.
Now, like where you're at and what you're doing, that's judgment.
That's exactly right.
Exactly right.
I, the last time I was out late, I was in New York. And New York, you can stay out till 4 in the morning. We were at
it doesn't get started till 2.
We were at, I'll tell you exactly where we were. I was at Smith & Wolinsky's off 3rd Avenue. And they have Smith & Wolinsky's restaurant. And then they have, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's part of the restaurant. But it serves all the way until 2 in the morning. And the bar stays open to 4.
And you're married, right?
I am
and
married.
You have
and
kids,
I'm
right?
Unbelievably, I'm very, very, very happily married.
You hear that, Charles?
And I got home at 4:30.
Hey, okay. That's what I was trying. That's why I had to
Brian
call
was with
on.
Me.
My God.
And we were hanging out, and we had a great time. And I don't see, like, why you – just because you're out late doesn't mean you're doing something wrong.
Right. Not a lot of good stuff happens, but it depends on where you're at.
It depends.
And who you're with.
That's exactly right.
Right. My bad. I don't know, Napes.
All right.
Make story up Thursday. That's what we're going to call today.
Let's get to Spencer. Hello, Spencer.
Hey, I just had a quick question for you guys. So, like, let's say that Randolph does get in a lot of trouble or something. Do the Kings have any relief from his contract? Or are they bound to that contract?
It's my understanding if a felony charge would have some impact on a contract. But again, without even knowing the facts of this case other than what's reported, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And again, maybe I shouldn't, but I'm just going to take I doubt very much he's going to be charged with a felony.
I would think that Probably not. Now, if we were in a state grant where marijuana wasn't legal, there would be more of a chance for him to be in a whole lot of trouble as opposed to where we're at. That doesn't make it right, but that's what it is.
All right, let's get to, whoops, wrong one. I'm sorry about that. Don, you're next. Welcome, Don.
Hey, at the risk of being redundant, two words, big deal. A longtime Kings fan.
So, Don, if I get up in the morning and I see you on the news and you've been arrested on a felony, okay, I can tell my wife, hey, that's the guy that called my radio show yesterday, but don't worry, it's no big deal. Let's get to Amir. Hello, Amir. How are you?
Well, Grant and Doug, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things, obviously, about the topic of the day. This last caller, I'm going to begin with that. It's very disturbing to me that a lot of your callers are finding it no big deal. And they're citing the fact that recreational use has now been legalized in California. I want to mention that recreational use is up to 1 ounce of weed on you, not 2 pounds in a backpack. Number two, having said that, Zivo has been arrested and charged, but not convicted. However, I mean, is he going to be charged and convicted of a felony? Probably not. But it really doesn't matter because the damage has already been done in the eyes of the public and right. The Sacramento Kings. And it's very disturbing because here you've got a big name, probably not going to – he's not going to be one of your main players, but a very good player. And his main reason that he was brought on is to mentor the young kids, and having the mentor be charged of a felony for, you know, carrying 2 pounds of weed, that's not really a great look.
No.
So I agree with you. I like the fact that you said – you know, if he's charged, he needs to go. I don't know. I don't think he should be a part of the Sacramento Kings just because of his bad judgment. You know, the fact that he put himself in that predicament, whether he gets convicted or not, it really doesn't matter.
Well,
and lastly,
Amir, before you jump on to your last point, I'll give you your last point. But when they say no big deal, you got to understand that at one time before Prohibition, alcohol was a huge deal.
Yeah.
And slowly it became to the point now where we got commercials on TV, everything. I think that that's the same way that marijuana is going. Is it there yet? No, it's not. So one of our callers called in and said, well, 2 years away. Well, then, damn, you need to wait 2 years. It's not there yet. So you got to make better decisions. To your next point, Amir.
Exactly. I mean, if this happened in 2025, maybe it's not a big deal. But in 2017, it
yes,
is.
Sir.
Last comment, and I hope, you know, Grant, don't hang up on me on this one. You're probably not going to like me.
Well, it's your last comment, so it doesn't matter, Amir.
That's right. I respect Grant, but I don't want to upset him. DeMarcus Cousins. The reason a lot of people are mentioning DeMarcus Cousins, I think, to me as a fan, is because when he was traded, the front office, the biggest point that they made wasn't because they weren't. It wasn't DeMarcus was traded because we don't want to allocate a large amount of money to someone who we don't know is going to take us to the promised land or not. The main thing around the DeMarcus Cousins trade was the culture change, and that's why we're going to a different direction with the culture of the Sacramento.
Right, and you know what, Amir? I'm going to give you a little secret here, okay? Everything that is reported and everything that is said is not always the actual real story, okay? I know the real story. I know why he was traded, and I told you why he was traded, and you can either take me my word for that or not, and that's fine. But, hey, Amir, thanks. Always good to hear from you. We're up against the break. We'll continue with this when we come back. All right, Grant Napier and Doug Christie, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. We've got a lot of people that want to talk about this, so we're going to continue. You ready
Shall
to continue
we?
With this?
Come on. Let's rock and roll.
All right. Let's get to, is it Glenn? Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Do I have the name right? It's misspelled. Is it Glenn?
Yeah, it's Glenn.
Glenn, how
I've
are you?
I've talked to you guys in the past. So, it's a little disappointing what happened today, but, you know, hearing about it. But I want to side with Zach because, you know, we don't know what happened. All right. Yeah, we know that he got arrested, felony offense, so we have to wait and see. But as a whole, we do know that the guy's a good dude. And I want to commend you you guys for attacking the other people for coming out and saying, you know, just stupid rhetoric that they have no clue what they're talking about. And, Doug, I know you're a Christian man. You've been down the path of seeing what your peers have done in, you know, years past, hanging out at night and this and that. I don't want to drop names, but I used to hang out with Harold Presley and Reggie Theus back in the 80s when we used to go out.
Hey, you know where we used to be, right? You remember the place?
Oh, yeah.
Confetti's.
I don't want to mention it. But
Confetti's off Arden Way. You remember Confetti's?
That is correct. And we used to go to also the Peppermill and hang out in the lounge.
And that's the only two places we could go, and Fridays for dinner, but those were the only three places. You ate at Fridays, and then you either were at the Peppermill Lounge or at Confetti's, right? There's nowhere
that's
else.
Exactly right.
There was no – hey, Glenn, you know, there was absolutely nowhere else to hang out.
And, well, and that was because of Sacramento at that time. Today it's a whole different scene.
Yep.
So what you were saying, Doug, you know, he's back hanging out with his family, possibly friends down there in L.A. Who knows what's going on?
Right.
I don't care right now about what's happening with that young man as far as, you know, whether or not he's so guilty, you know, here we go again.
Right.
No, that's not what it's about. You know, we don't know the story. I just wish people would leave it alone. It happens to be today's news. So here we are talking about it, being judgmental and whatever. I just say back off, pull back on the reins. Let's see what's going to happen. Let's focus on what's going on good in Sacramento right now with the new Kings, which is leading to my other thing. The last time I talked to you guys, it was just before the draft, and I said to you, Grant, I hope that we get Frank Mason, and you said you would die if we ended up getting Frank. Here we go, and I picked everybody but Giles. I was not expecting Giles. I was expecting the young man out of Oregon. You know, to try to nab him, but we got Giles. I think we've got something good cooking here. Let's just let it ride. Let's hope that everything's okay with Zebo. Let's get him into the fold, and let's have something exciting happen this year, and let's let these boys mature.
All right, thank you. Well, we're going to find out when this thing gets through the system. You know, we'll then, once we get more facts, I think it's going to be easier than, but as you said, the optics, the visual, it's not a good look right now.
No, it's not. But that's what you got to let it play out. Grant, you got to think that there are so many layers because there were so many people out there. Now you got vandalism of police cars, arrests, all these different things. You had, they say a gun and marijuana. When you add all that together, it's going to take a second to get to the bottom of it.
All right, let's get to some more phone calls with Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, Grant, I pose this question to you. We know the facts is that Zach Randolph, you know, was with a group of people. He was caught with 2 pounds of marijuana on him. And some things happened to the police cars. And we know that after last year with all the, you know, the talk of this town, every day on your show is about, you know, character, and is about, you know, what direction is this team? Does the Sacramento Kings really, you know, care about character? If you're the general manager and you know at this point that, you know, we brought Zach Randolph in to be a mentor and we brought him in obviously for, you know, some toughness in the middle. Even if it does plead down to, let's say, whatever, a misdemeanor. I'm just using that as an example. Do you still keep this guy on your team?
It's not a decision for me to make, but I would say that I think it's going to be a much easier decision once all the facts come out. But if Mark, and I know you phrased it a certain way, but if the allegations are true and not false, as said by his attorney and agent, if they're true, then it's a real easy decision. He shouldn't be on the team.
Okay, so here's the point. The point that I'm trying to make, Grant, is we know that this attorney is going to fight to no end for this guy.
Of course,
we know that we're talking about semantics here. We're talking about semantics for intent to sell. That's why it's a federal offense. That's why he was arrested. Okay.
Common sense, Mark, tells me he's not selling pot when he's making $12 million a year. But again, that's me.
Exactly, but he's still there with 2 pounds of marijuana, you know, in with this group in the middle of Watts. I mean, optics, obviously. But the bottom line is he's there with 2 pounds of marijuana. Do you still keep the gentleman if you're still talking about, you know, culture and changing the culture here? Because
probably not.
Right. Okay.
Well, right. And Mark, you say that in the, kind of the way that you're phrasing it. If you didn't know that, what would your mindset be then? Because even if that's his lifestyle, but you didn't know about it, if you heard any and everything about Zach Randolph, you would think he's an absolute saint. You go and talk to everybody in Memphis, and they are absolutely singing his praises. So the point is, the business got put out there.
Jim is next on Sports 1140. Hi, Jim. Hey, Jim.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Good. So I'm just calling in. I'm a former narcotics officer, and I wanted to give a little heads up on two. I've been listening to your show all day, and we're all day about this beer. And to give you a little insight as to how this works, and, you know, no one's saying that he was the intention to sell 2 pounds of weed on you is not that big a deal. But as soon as you have over, I don't know what this specific county has. Our county was 5 ounces. If you have over 5 ounces on your person, you're automatically charged with intention to sell. That's how it works. That's how it has to go down and become federal. And that's what they're going to charge you with.
In your experience, when somebody is charged with an amount of marijuana, can you hear me good enough?
I can hear you.
All right. So in your experience, when someone's charged with that, how many people get it reduced from a felony to a misdemeanor in your experience?
All of them. It'll go down to a misdemeanor without any issues whatsoever. Any good attorney will get it down to a misdemeanor.
Okay.
But I can, just by listening to everything that's happened, in my experience over the years, what I did is, this is a guy who went out. A lot of people are speculating he's out seeing friends, which is more than likely what happened. He went out, saw some buddies, one of them was a dealer, picked up 2 pounds of pot, he's going to throw a party at his house, carries the, you know, grounded on his person, which, you know, is a dumb mistake. I mean, any dealer in California will deliver it to your house, so why not just have that done? If you're making millions of dollars, you don't need to be walking around with 2 pounds of pot on you. But he did get caught with it. What I would question most of all is what he was doing. I mean, a young black man in blocks at 1 a.m. is not that big a deal. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. What was he doing that got their attention would be more what you'd worry about. But in this case, it's not that. I have to agree with a lot of callers, it's not that big a deal. It will get dropped to a misdemeanor, and it will get, you know, his attorney might get him off on it completely.
Jim, can I ask you a question? From your time, if you're a policeman and you drive by and you see a group of people standing on the corner playing loud music, like you said, in Watts, probably not a big thing. What might make you stop?
Gang activity. I mean, if you're noticing that they're obviously a group, obviously you're going to be profiled. You're going to be looked at as a gang in that area, especially. And if there's something going on, maybe one of the people that he was with was known a gang member and got looked at, got spotted, and said, "We're going to check these guys out tonight." Started talking to them, got into them. Mind you, I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I do know that this guy came from Memphis. And Zach Randolph's probably not as well known as maybe Kobe Bryant would have been in the area. And so he wasn't really recognized, I'm sure. A lot of people I heard speculate that, you know, they're just picking on him because he's a basketball player and his notoriety has nothing to do with it.
Okay. Hey, listen, Jim, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to Tucker. Hello, Tucker.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Tucker.
All right, my name's Tucker. Obviously, I'm a law student, and I'm 20 years old, and I have no connection to this other than driving through the area, and I think it's an incredibly interesting story, honestly, because I'm very interested in how the rule of law is applied, and I'm from Oregon, actually, where marijuana is obviously recreationally legal to have an ounce on a person. However, this guy's got 2 pounds of marijuana, and that's a lot. And I disagree with all the callers that are saying it's not a big deal, because I believe in my mind and in law enforcement's mind that that's an intent to distribute. And I think that's the point, is that as such, no matter who you are or when the law is changing. And I just believe the rule of law should be applied universally, and I think it's a bigger deal than most scholars are treating it as such.
So,
and I'd be curious to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, Tucker, so when you think about, you're saying that it's not a big deal. If someone called in and they said, well, if I'm making $50,000, I might only go buy an ounce. Zach's making significantly more, so maybe he bought 2 pounds and he's going to whatever and he's going to be the guy that, you know, everyone just has a good time. Does that change your view at all?
No.
Okay.
I smoke a decent amount of marijuana from Oregon, and that is more weed than I probably will go through in years. There's a reason that you're only allowed to have an ounce on your person, I think. I think it's a good amount, and I think 32 times that amount, obviously even in state, but that's not even legal without a medical card, mm-hmm. is, I think it's excessive, and I think there's a reason that's a felony.
No doubt.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tucker. Good call.
Yeah, very good call. If you want to call the show, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. And now the other part of the discussion
mm-hmm.
that I think we should get into is I think that most people feel, including the former narcotics officer,
yes,
that Zach Randolph will end up being charged with not a felony and either a misdemeanor or off completely. So I'm going to take the law enforcement, former law enforcement's opinion over mine, because I just based common sense would tell me that. As a Kings fan,
mm-hmm.
all right, now the question should be, as a Kings fan, does this change your opinion about Zach Randolph being on the team? That really is what it boils down to. You as a fan, paying customer, listen on radio, watch it on TV, wear your Kings colors, whatever the case may be, does this change your mind at all as it relates to Zach Randolph being on the Kings?
That's a great question, Grant, and you can kind of base it into three categories. You got a felony, maybe drop to a misdemeanor, or he may get off altogether. And do any one of them range higher in your estimation as you judge this situation?
All right, let's get to Sean, you're next. Hello, Sean, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Grant? Big fan of yours.
Thank you.
Wanted to comment on, I think one of the things that we're missing is Zach Randolph's history of getting arrested. I mean, 2010, he had a guy beat up in his home, and the guy said it was a drug deal gone wrong. 2011, he was also arrested for having large amounts of marijuana and tend to sell as well. I mean, is that not something that we should take into consideration?
Yeah, no, you have to take it into consideration.
And I think you know? That, Sean, I think that probably the coaching staff who knows him obviously better than Grant and I, and I'm sure probably even Vlade or anybody else, because they were with him every day for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, however long they were, I would think that was probably taken into consideration. Now, from that point to this point, I haven't heard anything about Zach except absolute positivity. This is the newest installment in that sort of thing, Sean.
Okay. But at this point, you know, obviously we have to get all the facts, but with the track record, you know, if it is a felony reduced to misdemeanor, the semantics of it, does it really matter as far as character goes?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good one. Troy is next. Hello, Troy.
Hey, how you doing, Grant?
Good. Thank you.
How you doing, Doug?
What it do, right? Troy? I'm doing great, man. What you got for us?
All right, man. I just wanted to get on to Zach. I remember the time when you and Rick Fox got into it. I always think about that every time I hear you, man, because I'm a Lakers fan, but, you know, I rock with the Kings tough still.
All love.
Yeah. But people are saying, like 2 pounds is really just a lot. I mean, it is a lot, but he was in, like, the Gardens in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and that's, like, a major project, so he's not going out there to try to sell nothing. They already got it and they're not going to do it from Zach Randolph. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I used to smoke a lot, and I've went to a party with a QP thinking I'm going to just smoke all of it.
Troy, just so everybody knows, that would be QP would be a quarter pound.
Yes, correct.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yes. So, having 2 pounds is not a lot when you're in the Gardens in L.A. Like, he was just probably going there. He knew some people, and it was just a big party, and everybody was just going to smoke all on Zach Randolph. 2 pounds would not be a lot in Nickerson Gardens. Like, that's not a lot of weed for everyone to just – if everyone's just going to keep smoking. Mm-hmm. Like I've smoked so much. A person just that just called from Oregon saying an ounce is a lot. Like, no, that isn't a lot. That's not a lot of marijuana at all.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a real smoker if you think ounce is a lot of weed to smoke.
Well, let me ask you this. Would someone walking around with 2 pounds of marijuana, regardless of what the intent was, would that be something you would recommend?
No, not to walk around with 2 pounds, not at all.
That's the part, the judgment. Don't you think the judgment of doing that is kind of that's kind of scary to think that, you know, Zach, with everything that he's got going for him, being an NBA player, just signing a 2-year, $24 million deal, would allegedly be walking around with 2 pounds of pot on him?
Yeah, but you're saying walking around. He was at a specific spot.
Okay.
They were all just, like, at a party. And then if some, like,
outside.
2 pounds of – yeah, if you're walking around like in the mall with 2 pounds, then yeah, most likely you're intent to sell. But if you're just in one spot, everybody's just partying, like it's just
okay.
Everybody's having fun. There's not really an issue to sell weed to them. He wasn't trying. I don't think he was trying to sell it to them. He was just, I'm just smoking with everybody.
I can't imagine a guy making $12 million a year.
2 pounds is not a lot.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah. I can't imagine a guy making. And thank you so much for the call. I can't imagine a guy making, you know, $12 million who's already made well over $100 million selling pot, you know, for a couple of bucks on the corner in L.A. I'm sorry. That doesn't add up to me.
Well, let's do the math, Grant. $12 million, 82, be roughly $146,000 a game. Over 82 games.
Yeah.
And you're going to make
maybe. Well, you just answered a question for me.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense to me. Which doesn't make sense to me, if that makes sense to you. I hope I didn't mix you up.
Well, you can't mix me up any more than I already am. Pete, what's going on?
Grant and Doug, how are you guys?
What's happening?
Hey, I appreciate Doug's proficiency on the drug weights. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you, sir.
I think the cat is out of the bag, Doug.
It's where I grew up is where I grew up. I'm not ashamed of it.
It's all good. Hey, well, you know, here's my point. I think everyone has kind of forgotten the big picture here. Doesn't the league frown on drug use? And if I do recall, at one time, I think Chris Webber, hello?
Yeah, we're still here, Pete.
Okay, I was going to say, I think Chris Webber was suspended, 5 games for, you know, peeing and testing positive for drugs. And here's a guy that, with the start of league, 2 weeks earlier, I'm sure is going to have to get ready for training camp. Doesn't he have to think about that also? I mean, regardless of what you were doing, you had 2 pounds of weed.
Pete, I will say this. You said that the NBA frowns upon it. I think that all athletics, we're seeing something different happening right now. We had Steve Kerr speaking on the fact of medicinal marijuana and the fact that he used it just this year for his back and different things. So has it been frowned upon totally in the past? Yes. Now we're talking about medicinal marijuana and all this different stuff to help guys with pain and different things. So is there an opening? Yeah, there's an opening right now.
Well, I get a joint or 2 or 3 joints, but 2 pounds, that's stretching it, isn't it?
Can't argue with you there, buddy.
Yeah. That's all I had to say, man. I just for a guy that's about to make that kind of change, it just seems like you would have to use your brains a little bit more, and I just hate to be talking about this kind of stuff again at the beginning of the season as opposed to, you know.
Amen. I think we are on the same page as you.
No doubt.
All right, 2 hours are in the books. We're going to come back with a lot more right here on Sports 1140 KHTK.